This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swung, hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 215. I'm your host, John Senecal, and joining this week, instead of Brian, I don't know where Brian is, but the guy behind the guys,
yeah.
Matt Sorois, coming off a birthday. What number was it, Matt?
37.
37. Well, congratulations. Thanks, happy. I love how people say happy belated birthday. Yeah. You know, they do that on social media. It's like when you miss the birthday on social media and you hit them the next day, yeah. When they say like, oh, thanks for all the birthday wishes, and the people chime in. Yeah. It's like, all right, you missed it. Wait till next year.
Take the L.
Check your alerts, please. Check your alerts. All right, so let's talk it over here, what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk a little Paul Skeens. We're going to talk Red Sox, Roman Anthony. We're going to talk the Yankees, and they still got some dilemmas going on. And we're going to talk robo-umps. In general, and on the latest stuff in Houston, and then we're gonna finish it off talking a little baseball history, not so long ago history, but we'll all kind of remember this history. But let's get right into it. We had talked in the past episodes about the possibility of a non-double digit or a losing record pitcher winning a Cy Young, and we know that's not gonna happen now because Paul Skeens just won his 10th game, which puts him at 10-9 and a sub-2 ERA. So he's going to walk away. He's going to walk away with the Cy Young. And I think that's important because, you know, obviously the youth movement, he is the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
But there's no competition in the NL per se. But the AL is interesting because coming off of the Thursday night win against Houston, Carlos Rodon is now tied for the Major League lead with Freddie Peralta with 16 wins. And Max Fried has 15. And Grochet has 15, I believe, or 14, and Skubal has 15. So the American League Cy Young is getting very interesting. I'd love to hear your take on that. I don't, without any Yankee bias, I'll play Brian.
It's a little stacked, and I can't give Yankee bias because I was surprised to see that Carlos Rodon had that many wins.
Yeah.
It's because every time I seem to turn the TV on and he's pitching, I get frustrated over something he's doing, but the fact is
consistency for him, really.
He's been outstanding.
Yeah.
And I say to all my Yankee loving friends too, between him and Max Fried, it makes me miss Gerrit Cole even more
this
season, because if they had Gerrit Cole to throw 15 wins to,
yeah.
They could potentially be up 5 games in the AL East.
Yeah, thank God for Cam Schlittler and Will Warren. Yeah. I mean, those guys for rookies have been huge for the Yankees, huge for the Yankees. It's been impressive.
Yeah, and you know, Tarik Skubal is just unbelievable with Detroit. Like the things that he does, is like unmatched, honestly. Like he's a dream for Detroit. And
I think he's the sexy pick. I mean, Crochet, with what he's helped the Red Sox do, I think is a very interesting. I think it will come down between the two of them. But, you know, given the fact that there's probably only two starts left, maybe three tops for each player, there's not going to be a 20-game winner in Major League Baseball this year. So that's interesting, too. So pitching wins are down. I mean, not that 20-game winners are totally always going to happen, but there's usually someone very close to that or right at it. So we talked about the Red Sox with Crochet, but the big news with the Red Sox is Roman Anthony. And you know, I work up in Boston during the week, and it's Doomsday Devi up there, right? which I think, you know, is a vital argument. I mean, it's not Doomsday Devi, but let's be honest. He is, other than Alex Bregman, the best player on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't cut the chase on that at all.
I mean, at like, what is it, 23, 24 or something?
Just signed a huge contract.
It's a big loss for them. And oblique is so tricky. It's such a tricky injury, even like more so than like an elbow, like Judge is dealing with or something, honestly, because oblique messes with your swing, messes with the throw, everything. Like
Judge's elbow, they're hiding it.
Yeah.
They're hiding it. You can't hide the oblique. It's like the oblique, you sneeze, your oblique hurts.
Yeah.
What he's got, probably. It's like a back injury is not good, you know, which is huge deal now, because they say 4 to 6 weeks, and I think this injury is, what, like 4 or 5 days in. They'll say, you know, people say, okay, well, he'll be back for the playoffs. Well, yeah and no, because now where's the rehab? There's no minor league seasons anymore, right?
Yeah.
So is it just, hey, sorry, kid, you're not rehabbing this oblique injury and just coming back and playing? That's not going to happen. So if it is a 6 week spell and it goes to the end of it, is that 6 weeks including rehab? I doubt it. I would think he would need at least 4 or 5 games of simulated stuff.
I was about to say, yeah, they have to do some, at least like a simulated type of rehab game. That's a great point that there's no minor leagues, you know, left.
Now, that said, I mean, it is 6 weeks. We're Yankee fans. We're saying it's going to be on the far side of it. He's a young player. He could recover quicker, but 4 weeks is still no minor league season. It puts you right.
Yeah, and at the same time, the investment they just made in this kid, like, do they want to risk just throwing him back in and then really screwing him up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And let's be honest. I mean, I don't necessarily think the Red Sox can win the World Series without Roman Anthony.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he is such a vital part of their lineup.
Yeah.
He changes the whole dynamic of that lineup. I mean, I'm not going to compare him to Stanton, but think about it when the Yankees didn't have Stanton in the lineup.
Right.
And when they have him in the lineup, it is a force. It's something you have to reckon with. And with Roman Anthony, you could throw him at leadoff, and right out of the way, you're like, oh, crap, here we go. If I make a mistake to this guy, we're down 1-0, just like that. So huge blow to the Red Sox. Huge blow to the Red Sox. We'll see how that unfolds. I mean, as a Yankee fan, I hope it kind of sucks. And you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So speaking of sucks in the Yankees, let's talk Devin Williams and Anthony Volpe. The Yankees have been on kind of a heater, right? They take 2 of 3 from the Astros, and they beat up on the crappy teams. You know, no reason to get excited about that. But the Yankees have two glaring issues, and one is Devin Williams. That's been an issue all season, and the other is Anthony Volpe, and that has been a big issue all season. Some will say Ryan McMahon is an issue, but I'll take him out of the equation right now because he's playing very great defense.
Yeah.
And Volpe's not doing either.
Right. Yeah, I don't see a reason to have Anthony Volpe in the lineup. And we joked over text messages, too, because there was the night that he had like a home run and like a double or whatever it was.
He was creeping up in the lineup.
He was creeping up. He was like started off like ninth and
eighth,
then he was eighth,
seventh.
And he was seventh.
He got
and
his
I was
high
like,
sixth.
He's going to be hitting leadoff by the end of next week.
Right. And he goes,
I'm like, what the
hell
is he doing?
Right.
I just can't understand. I understand that Aaron Boone is a player's coach and he wants to get behind his player and he loves Anthony Volpe and the story is cute. But there has to be a time where he's like, enough is enough. Like I can't see you waving at strike three every single time you're going up there looking foolish.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Anthony Volpe is not a lost cause. He's a very young player. He came out of high school. There was no college. He's still young. He's, what, 24? He's going to be 24. So he's not someone you just throw away at this point. But his sample size, especially this season, has not changed one bit. If anything, it's went down. And you're right. He chases a lot of pitches. He elevates everything. Like, when is the last time you've seen this guy hit a ball on the ground?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've seen him hit one line drive in the last 25 right. at-bats. Everything's in the air, so he's getting under everything.
Willie
so,
Mays which
means,
in it.
Exactly, which means he's probably going to be out front of everything, yeah. and he's getting fooled on everything. So how do you fix that? Is Caballero the choice? I mean, I think Caballero, I mean, he has to stay in the game one. I mean, the guy gets kicked out of the game way too much.
What the hell is he doing?
He's not exactly much better offensively as Anthony Volpe. You know, it's a tough decision for the Yankees to make because they're going to have to go one or the other, and you're not going to win with Anthony Volpe and Ryan McMahon batting eighth and ninth and going into the playoffs. You don't want two almost guaranteed outs. And Anthony Volpe, you can't hide the defense. He's got, what, like 19 errors? Well, he should have had like 19 errors, but he got saved on a replay. And you could say, well, you know, that's a hard position. Mookie Betts is playing. He's got 6 errors on the season. Mookie Betts, who's not a shortstop. yeah. Okay? So let's get past that. Tough decision. I mean, Boone's going to have to set his stepson.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. Completely agree with you. And on the other side, with Devin Williams, to me, he's not the only one. I don't feel like the bullpen as a total has been a shining moment of this season either. That they are clearly struggling. You know, obviously we always say that we're spoiled because we got to watch Mariano Rivera and we could shut it off before the ninth inning comes and know that they would still get the win. Now it seems like if a Yankee starter doesn't go a full 6 innings, we're like, what the hell are we going to do? Because, like, do we go Luke Weaver? Because he's shown some shaky moments, too. Devin Williams, obviously not great. You know, Bedard has been somewhat good, but he's had his moments, too, since coming over. Duvall
has been an absolute train wreck.
I have no use for Duvall. Honestly, every time he comes in, I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad.
So you mentioned the bullpen as a whole. Now, Fernando Cruz has just recently come back and has shown, you know, other than, like, the fact that the splitter goes down 55 feet sometimes right. and bounces to the backstop. Pretty intense, you know, good hype guy, throwing the ball well, who should be able to replace a Devin Williams because, let's be honest, he cannot bring Devin Williams in any pressure situations. He cannot handle it. The dude is cooked, all right? The Yankees, honestly, should probably just phantom IL him. You can't DFA him because he'll wind up on a team where his brain's not scrambled and he'll wind up pitching because he has the stuff to do it.
Absolutely.
I just think he's cooked in New York. He's not coming back to the Yankees. We know that. He's a free agent. There is absolutely zero chance unless he comes back and plays for free, and people won't even take Trevor Bauer for free.
That's a very good point.
He's not making the postseason roster. There's zero chance that's happening.
I would hope not. I mean, I obviously, you know, with Aaron Boone.
I would think they will burn the stadium if Devin Williams is on the postseason roster. I mean, Mark Leiter was traded for last season and didn't make the first round of the postseason roster. Now, granted, he was traded and he wasn't on the team the full season, but Mark Leiter was also good when he came over. Devin Williams has been complete garbage the whole season.
Yeah.
Unless he has a 6-run lead.
Right, yeah. Why are you throwing him out there?
He can't do it. So he should not be on the postseason roster. Anthony Volpe will make the postseason roster for the pure fact that he has speed and they could throw him in there to pinch run if they need him.
Right.
But again, you're going to have to figure that 8-9 hole out or the 7-8 or the 6-7, however you're moving Volpe in the lineup. You're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. And, you know, as much as we criticize Aaron Boone, like that's a tough decision to make, honestly.
Especially if you don't have the tools to fix
right.
it. Right? And how do you hide that? Like, if Volpe and McMahon will play regardless. Unless he is hurt, he is going to play every game. Sure. So how do you hide that? Do you flip-flop Caballero and Volpe? They're both righty, so you can't flip-flop based on the pitching matchup. So you're just going to have to flip-flop based on however. And, you're not going to put those back-to-back in the lineup. So I don't wish that decision on anyone. But I know one decision. Williams is not on the postseason roster. That's not happening.
Yeah, no, you can't be. The bad thing about Devin Williams, too, he reminds me of Aroldis Chapman on the Yankees because as soon as he walks his leadoff batter,
he's done.
The wheels come off completely. It's like,
he just looks like a shattered soul. Yeah. And I feel bad for him because he's been like that since Alonso in the playoffs last year, and I've said it a million times. And it can happen, and it's happened to many relievers over the course of the history of baseball. One play, one game, one pitch will shatter you. And you're gone. You just disappear.
Brad Lidge, yeah. That home run from Albert Pujols just haunts.
Yeah, his Mark whole Wohlers career. Was never the same after giving up the. Like, I mean, it's just how it works. It's just how it works. All right, well, carrying on. Enough with the Yankees and the Red Sox. We'll see how that pans out. But again, they're down to like what 19 to 20 games left. So this, you know, the Yankees 2 or 3 from the Astros. They got the Blue Jays coming up, and then the Sox. So and then the Tigers. So 9 huge games. But we'll talk more about that as it comes. This is episode 215 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry sports. John Senecal, Matt Sorois here. All right, let's be honest. The umpiring this season has been garbage. It's not just behind the plate, it's in the field, and it rang its true colors over the weekend with Brian Walsh, accused Red Sox fan Brian Walsh was behind home plate, and you know everything is on tape and everything is digitized and everything is scrutinized, and it came out that he had a plus 1.4 run differential for the Astros, and shocking, the Yankees lost by 1. And the calls were late in the game, and it was against Devin Williams, and it was a high-pressure situation, and it's the same old story, and the internet sleuths went wild. What is your take on Brian Walsh? And then it came up again on the line drive to
that was funny.
McMahon.
Yeah, it was funny. That 8-7 loss that they had against the Astros where he made, I think it was like 15 of 21 bad calls was against the Yankees.
Yeah, 21 bad calls. Like, yep.
Strikes and balls and strikes and everything. And it wasn't just against Yankee batters. It was against Yankee pitchers, too. It was just wild, wild stuff there. And then from what he did the next night down at third base with Ryan McMahon, I joked after that game that he should be investigated. and then the next night, which is now last night, what he did with Ryan McMahon, which you could clearly see if they just...
And he's right there.
He's right there. A, you could see him close his glove and then reopen it with his own hand inside the glove to get the ball out. It was clearly a catch. Anybody could see it, and he just kind of screwed him over again.
Yeah. Now, in real time, you know, when you watch games on TV and you've watched baseball a lot and sports in general and you're paying attention, you usually can see the play out safe 95% of the time. You can tell. I'd even say 98% of the time. Just on the naked eye first chance. When I watched that play, I was like, he's out right away. Yeah. I was like, he caught the ball. Huge play in the game and not reviewable. Now, I think that's a whole other issue. Now, the game is sped up big time in the last 10 years. It's just gotten way faster, right? And the home plate is a whole other issue because that's an easy thing. You can digitize that with lasers or however you're going to strike zone it. And technology's already there. They can flip the switch on that. Now, the other technology as far as just reviewing is there because you got the camera angles and almost always there's an angle that catches it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So why not make it review anything? Review whatever you want to review.
Yeah.
If you want to burn your one review on that play at Ryan McMahon, if it makes a difference in a ball game, why can't it be reviewed? I'm not just saying that. I think the list is pretty long. What can't be reviewed? I mean, I think it's a pretty long list.
Yeah.
Or if it's just a crew chief review, or if it's the old school where they get together review and they're just like, I don't know, whatever, you know, whatever the call is. Why not? The technology is there.
Yeah, I mean, especially on a play like that, they would have put the headset on, and then New York would have been like, "What the hell are you doing? He's out." And they would have been like, oh, okay, thanks.
You could see it.
It would have taken all of 10 seconds, John, for him to just go put a headset on and them to be like, he's out.
Right.
It was clearly on a transfer. You messed up.
Right.
I don't understand why they don't. I really don't understand why it's not reviewable, why it's not challengeable. It makes no sense to me, but it was a big play in the game. It was that like the sixth inning. You know, I already had a man on second, nobody out. Now there's men on first and second with nobody out when there should be just a guy on second with one out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're making a very strong case to have robot umpires.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know it's going to be pushed. The new bargaining contracts after next season. So I think obviously it's going to be tried to be tested probably next season and then implemented some sort after that. Now, I had an interesting conversation with my son while we were watching the game, and I was like, you know, when there's plays late in the game, like the ninth inning, and or the extra innings. And it's just huge, huge plays, mm-hmm. right? And if you get a chance to have reviews and ball and strikes or whatever, you burn those, right? Why not make it something where everything from the ninth inning on is robot and it's challenged? And you get rid of the ghost runner. No more of this ghost runner crap and extra innings. And from the ninth inning on, balls and strikes are robot, and the calls you can are automatically challengeable, right? Yeah. And it's just like that. Now you can call robot ump and just have the play relay to the ump in the ear, you know, beeping this ear strike, beeping the left ear ball, right?
Right.
So he can call him quick, so it's not sitting there showing him up or anything like that, and make the game go quick. But then that takes any bias, any uncertainty out of it, and it makes the game, I guess, I won't say normal because it's robot umps or whatever, but it gets rid of the stupid ghost runner and all that kind of crap, and it just, there's no more.
It leaves no doubt.
No doubt.
It leaves absolutely no doubt. And why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you do that? I mean, they have, like, the pitch comms in the ear.
It could, hardly ever it work. Could,
yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
That never works.
That's a bad example. That technology fails constantly.
I mean, how is that?
I have no idea. I don't understand how that fails.
But you have it. Like, the technology is there. I think what your point is, you got to find a way to agree on it.
Yeah.
And I think this is the opportunity coming up here. Baseball needs to change. Like, the times have changed. The game is way too fast. Like, we can sit here all we want and complain about umpires, but there is not anybody that's going to be qualified other than them to go out there and do that. The pitch is way too fast. It's coming in too much. And I'm surprised they're as good as they are. I really am.
Yeah. Well, Aaron Boone said that after the win last night, even. He said, the umpires are probably the best that they've ever been right now. And yeah, they had some mess ups in this series or whatever, but he said, it's a hard job. Obviously, they're going to get some wrong, some right, but why not just leave no doubt? And you have the technology, use it. Just use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the future. It's the future. And it's, we'll see what happens with 2026. But, the future, I guess, they say the future is now, right? But let's talk past. And the anniversary of a huge, huge milestone in Major League Baseball is coming up on Saturday, September 6th. And this is one milestone. And you can talk about records all you want, home runs and consecutive at bats and hits and all that. This is one record that will never be broken. And this is Cal Ripken. Breaking Lou Gehrig's streak at 21-31 consecutive games played. And this was 30 years ago. Would be September 6th, would be what, 1995 would have been. Amazing.
That's incredible. I remember hearing somebody, I think it was a certain somebody on ESPN say, like, who cares? He just went to work.
Well, that's what he said. He's like, that's what Ripken says. Yeah. He's like, I went to work every day. But yeah. Think about the work then compared to now.
I mean, it's crazy. You can't have, Stanton had 3 days off this week.
Yeah.
it's incredible how.
Can't slide into the shortstop anymore.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's honestly incredible that he played that many straight games because injuries are so big. Like, Judge was out for a toe injury.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to get injured in the game that you're going to need a day off for aches and pains even.
Yeah. Now you can argue that, the investment is bigger now, but we're not talking about the investment. We're talking about the human being.
Yeah.
He was the guy that went out there every day. They weren't telling him to go out there, right? Like, he was the dude that made it a point to go out there every day. And there's a documentary coming out on MLB Network about him. And I think it debuts tomorrow. Where that was a big part of Cal Ripken, that, after he retired, people came up to him and was like, I went to work every day because of you. I showed up as a firefighter every day because I watched you growing up. Like, think about that.
Yeah, that's incredible stuff.
And think about the fact that in the middle of a Major League Baseball game, it just stopped and a dude took a victory lap around a freaking field for what seemed like an eternity, right?
Right, yeah.
When have you ever seen that?
You don't. Hey, absolutely don't.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It's amazing that he had that longevity of a career to do that.
And the pressure that dude was under, the Ripken name,
yeah.
Born and bled into baseball. It's like Manning in football.
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about all the hype. If that was nowadays, dude, oh my God. Can you imagine that in the social media era?
Oh, forget it. It'd be still circulating today.
I mean, the fact of the matter is the guy holds a record that will never be broken. I would argue in anything.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some McDonald's employee or some employee somewhere at some company that's going to show up that many times, but there's not going to any professional sport in baseball, especially or basketball.
No way.
It will never be broken. Never be broken.
Yeah, there's no way.
An unbelievable human being, an unbelievable baseball player too. Like crazy baseball. Like, not just like, and he performed. I mean, yeah, he dwindled in a later career, but everybody dwindles in their later career.
Of course.
Especially if you just played 14 straight seasons of sports. Yeah. 14 straight years he posted.
I love that All-Star game moment too, where his final All-Star game where Alex Rodriguez like
weaseled his way into the spotlight. Once again, the guy's he's a master.
But it was a nice gesture. He moved over to third so he could take over.
Look at me moving Cal Ripken to shortstop, everyone. Oh, my God. He always weasels his way.
Oh, he loves it.
He loves it. God, A-Rod, I swear. You know, he's going to pop up in the playoffs with Big Slappy and Jeter, and Jeter's going to have to sit there and look at these two clowns.
You know, I think he's going to get put in Monument Park.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe not. This year, time next year, the dwindle off. Year,
something's going to have to change. I don't know. Man, how did A-Rod come up? I swear. All right, we're going to leave it at that. Yeah. We hit our 25-30 minute mark, and we're ending it on A-Rod on episode 215 of Fanbase, a deep dive in the greatest rivalry in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.